I put up a post on social media that got hundreds of response from people in the country around Minister McEntine announcing that she will not be supporting hate crime legislation. That's an absolute devastating news for people in my community, the traveller community, people with disabilities, people of colours, colour, etc. We've seen the rise of the far right in this country, Cathaoirleach, and we, you know, even the guards haven't got no proper legislation to be able to deal with it. Hate crime legislation would deal with that. So I'm calling on Minister McEntine and Simon Harris to reverse the decision to not have hate crime legislation that will protect the most vulnerable people within Irish society. It absolutely makes Fianna Gael, if you want, look so weak. All along supporting the hate crime legislation, a Taoiseach, Simon Harris, had said numerous times on radio shows, I was listening to him, that there was going to be a hate crime legislation to protect the most vulnerable people. And then to just do a big U-turn, again, people and the margins of society, people who are at more chances to be attacked walking down the street. Today we did a work along with Women's for Election. How can we support women from minority groups in election if we're not going to support a hate crime legislation that protects all of us? It's absolutely appalling, Cathaoirleach. So I'm calling on the leader to write to Minister McEntine so we can debate this, that it's not just her decision. I'm the only person from an ethnic minority group in these houses. And, you know, I don't feel heard. People who are black don't feel heard. No, Cathaoirleach, I'm just saying. Oh, so I'd appreciate, Leader, if you can get back to me with this request. And thank you.
Thank you.
Senator Eileen Flynn spoke about the hate crime legislation. Senator, hate crime legislation has not been dropped. The Minister has actually been very clear that that will be progressed. It's the hate speech element of the legislation that she has indicated that there is not a consensus with that element of the bill, and that for that reason she is withdrawing that and will deal with that at a later stage. So just to, I suppose, correct the record, the hate crime element of the bill, the Minister has given a commitment that she wants to advance that element. And just to make the point as well, and I take on board what you're saying about being part of an ethnic group and that you feel that this is very important, but this legislation is to protect everybody, all citizens, right? And that no, if I can reply, and maybe that nobody has a monopoly, nobody has a monopoly on that particular legislation, but there were concerns around the hate speech element.
Is it a point of order you have, Senator?
Yeah.
Point of order, yeah.
It was, Leader, if the correct record, it was hate speech. Like, you know, okay, it's not okay to call somebody names walking down that
point of order.
The Minister of Justice have an obligation to look after everybody.
Senator, would you like a response?
Thank you.
Yes, please.
Well, then let me finish. Thank you.
Thank you.
I didn't interrupt when you were speaking. So the hate speech element of the bill, there have been concerns raised by lots of members across all parties. The Minister has said that she does not have a consensus to move that element of the bill and will deal with it at a later stage. But the hate crime element, she does want to advance. We will have a debate on that, presumably, when the Department requests me to schedule the legislation. And I look forward to that debate. I myself have put concerns on the floor of the House in relation to the hate speech element, as outlined by Senator Mullen, in terms of definitions and things that need to be tightened up on. And that's our role as senators. That particular bill went through the Dáil without a whisper. I was supported by almost every member of Dáil Éireann supported that bill. And it wasn't until it came to this House that we did our job and we scrutinised the legislation. So I think credit to the Seanad for doing our job and actually looking at that legislation. You know, across all parties and none. And I think that, you know, when we come back to debating it, we will have an opportunity to raise those concerns again. And I want to commend the Minister for listening to members and facilitating engagement with her and her department on the legislation that allows us to do our job. So that bill is not concluded yet, but as I said, the Minister has given a commitment that she wishes to advance the hate crime element of the bill at the earliest opportunity, and of course we'll work with her department to schedule that in.